Blackstone Audio presents Burials, a Faye Longchamp mystery by Mariana Evans. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell. For Tony, who is soon to be a sooner. Chapter 1. Powerful forces are constantly at work on a human body that is buried under 5 feet of red clay. Every cubic foot of that clay weighs 100 pounds. For simplicity's sake, presume that the body is 6 feet long. No, make that 5 feet long, because this body once belonged to a woman, and a small one at that. Perhaps her buried form was 2 feet across at its widest point. It was probably less, but let's use 2 feet for convenience. Thus, she offered 10 square feet of surface area to the 5 foot depth of the clay soil that had crushed her. Simple math says that this 50 cubic feet of soil had weighed, and still weighs to this day, 5,000 pounds. It weighed 2.5 tons. 2.5 tons of downward force will break bones. It will press the flesh from those bones. It will force the air out of the decomposing lungs. Over the years, the overbearing clay moved ceaselessly, swelling when wet and shrinking when dry. Every rainstorm shifted the clay. Some of the motion was vertical, some of it was lateral. This slow shimmy had disarticulated her bones, leaving them in a configuration that was almost the natural shape of a woman who lay on her bed asleep, but not quite. The clay had dyed her bones red. Still, she waited for someone to find her. Had she been able to wonder, she would have asked whether anyone had ever even noticed she was gone. 29 years is a long time to go without a proper burial. Chapter 2. Faye Longchamp Mantooth sat with her knees pressed against the airplane seat in front of her. Her husband Joe's lanky legs were encroaching seriously on the tiny personal space a major airline considered ample for a full-grown adult. But where else could he put them? Faye and Joe had jammed themselves into these seats because some requests can be sidestepped, and some cannot. When a friend asks for help moving, there are ways around saying yes. If you say you have to work, he's not going to press you to give up your overtime pay. If you remind him that your kid plays baseball on Saturdays, he'll understand. Other requests can be refused outright. When a stranger asks you to donate to a political cause that is not your own, it isn't rude or even unexpected for you respectfully to decline. But when a man's father calls...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?